A last-minute deal in Congress to provide short-term funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program hasn't done much to alleviate stress for states and parents going into the new year. More than 100,000 low-income children in Indiana rely on CHIP to stay healthy. LaTanya Lester with Children's Alliance says that funding helps kids with chronic health care needs, but also routine checkups.
We've been told by so many parents, Apple Health allowed me to bring my kid in when they said they had a stomach ache. And as a result of that, we discovered they had a more severe health care issue than we would have thought, and they were able to get treatment and get it taken care of.
Congress approved funding for CHIP until the end of March. Program mainly helps low-income and working-class families who earn too much to qualify for Medicaid. About 5% of Indiana's children are uninsured, but advocates expect that number to go up dramatically if CHIP isn't funded. Lester says the state made a commitment 10 years ago that kids were going to have health care coverage regardless of their family's income.
It's vital that both on the federal level and the state level, we step up and say kids' health is important to us. It's absolutely non-negotiable, and we're going to make sure that kids have coverage.
Republican and Democratic leaders in Congress have disagreed on how to fund the program. The cost for CHIP services nationally in 2016 was nearly $16 billion. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.